The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Final segment for us today. On Stadium. So if you're watching us on Stadium, head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL for the final hour, the power hour of the show, where, among other things, we'll give you all our bets for tonight. We're very excited to do that. We'll also talk the Conn Smythe market, which is given to the most valuable player of the NHL postseason. Unfortunately, the NBA is so good, and then like the NFL draft is also so good. I'm excited to do a little bit more NHL postseason next hour on the show, because we also love the NHL playoffs. But look, being candid with everybody, it's NFL draft week. People really love it. We really love it. It's a puzzle we're trying to piece together about 48 hours out. So we went to break in the last segment. I was asking Ken, J.J. McCarthy's price, his over-under position. And I think we've arrived at 5.5, right, is the number at BetMGM, juiced a little bit towards the under. So I guess my question is this. If Caleb Williams is going first, and, like, I think we, like, that's the one thing that we feel really good about. Caleb Williams goes one, and then we feel pretty good, but not certain that Jaden Daniels goes two. And then we've provided a couple different scenarios now where Drake May is pretty likely, we think, to be the third pick. Not definitely, but likely to be the third pick. J.J. McCarthy just going to slip then and, like, not go in the top five? Because it feels like that's, like, the most likely outcome right now.
Well, what it does, I think what happens is, yeah, and this is the most fun part. Once you start getting a little more confident, like 1, 2, 3, 4, like you start to just not 100%, but you increase your confidence level. You start to play a game of musical chairs, basically, where you go, well, then someone's just not going. Like, well, that's what's, because the way the draft positions tend to work is they don't like add up to the right number. Like, it's just, you could, like, someone doesn't have a chair when the music stops, and you just don't know who that's going to be. And it's like basically one of, it seems like Neighbors, Harrison, or McCarthy would be like, you're most likely, like, they don't have a chair somehow when we get there. Like, who is most likely to not have a chair in this situation? And some of it's going to be fluid. Like, teams are trying to trade. So it's not like it's set. A team is trying to trade up. Sometimes in some universes, they will be successful and they will take that player. And in some, they will be rebuffed and they will not take that player. So it's not like there's a teacher's edition and we just have to go find it and learn what the answer is. Like, teams are trying to move into to do something different than they're doing right now. And they haven't done that yet. So it's like, it's all very much in motion. But yeah, I get that sense where if you play out the 1, 2, 3 quarterbacks, then what happens? McCarthy slipping seems more likely, because now your bets on McCarthy, like, they just, your number of trade partners goes down. There's just so much smoke about Arizona and a wide receiver, and can they ever trade and feel like they get it? This is what John Daigle brought up in the last hour, which I thought was interesting. Sure, Arizona could trade, but if they really covet the wide receivers, especially one of these top three or even top two with Neighbors and Harrison, then it requires another trade to get back to a spot where they can take one of them. That's pretty unlikely. Trying to maneuver that effectively. So
not
okay,
crazy, like, though. Not crazy.
No,
that
not
happen.
Impossible. But like when if you're betting McCarthy's under, like you're banking on that. Like, you need that to happen because it's how somebody gets to four to take JJ McCarthy. And then you're like, all right, are the Chargers going to trade? And so then, like, if you think Arizona takes a receiver, and for this exercise it doesn't matter which one, then, like, or maybe it does, because, like, if Harrison's there at five, then yeah, maybe the Chargers do trade. to somebody who wants to take Marvin Harrison Jr. at number
Maybe
five
it's the
and
Jets.
Not J.J. McCarthy.
Maybe yeah. it's the Bills.
Yeah. Don't even whisper that into existence after the prices that I have on this happening. Like, I just, we did this on the show like a long time ago. And I just said, look, like, there's just, you know, you get notes from people sometimes. And I had a note from somebody that wasn't like the Bills are taking Marvin Harrison Jr. Just like somebody who's been right about a couple things with Buffalo and was just like, hey, like, they're trying to be uber aggressive and moving up to take a receiver. And they really like Marvin Harrison Jr. Now, really like and able to get are two totally different things. But like, play it out a little bit now. Like, McCarthy's sliding. It's the fifth pick. Okay, now that's, like, a little more... Like, we're just getting closer, you know, to, like, this actually being a reality. It's all just really interesting. What if... Let me ask you a question. And you're not going to know the answer, but just this is another fun hypothetical. Giants trade to three to take Drake May, which is what we talked about in the last segment, and the Patriots then move down to six and gain some draft capital as a result of doing that. Would they trade down again?
Possible.
Bills can go to six and get Harrison.
But like no, but the Patriots aren't doing that with the Bills in their own division.
They're definitely not trading with the Bills. They're definitely not doing that.
No.
Really? Is that like that's 100% every team you just never trade with the division?
I don't know. So like the Lions and Vikings have and Bears, oh my, have done like a couple trades together recently. But like this is so again, it's the owner's involved. The owner's son is involved.
Right. I mean, do we think that's good or bad? Maybe the owner's son is, like, forward-thinking, and is like, well, we're rebuilding anyway. Who cares if they get Marvin Harrison?
My guess is the owner's son is probably like, if this goes poorly without Belichick, everyone's going to think we're idiots. I'm not handing Marvin Harrison to our division rival and have him kill us for 10 years. That's my guess.
Sure. Right. Well, I figured I'd bring it up. I mean, the Patriots could trade down again anyway. It just wouldn't be with the Bills then. It would be with somebody else who would want to come up and get McCarthy or Harrison or somebody else. Yeah, I mean, the J.J. McCarthy slide scenario gets easier to think about the more confident you get in Daniels going two and May going three, because those were two of the spots where McCarthy could have gone, obviously. And then you need the trade at four, and you have to have the trade at four and five for the under to hit, of course. And like it, when the number of spots is narrowing and you like need a trade in a specific spot to win your bet, and it's like even money each way, that's a tough place to be. I mean, it seems it's less likely it's going to happen than it is because that trade hasn't happened yet, and it requires a lot to do that. It starts to get pretty interesting. And then the receivers also get really interesting. Who do the Cardinals really want? A lot of speculation about who that is. Harrison's a big favorite, but Neighbors has always been floated as like a guy that they maybe are interested in, or that teams are interested in instead of Harrison. So yeah, I'm with you on it. It just goes back to like, so what are we bet? So I'll tell you in the break, I was like talking to somebody like, how do we want to bet some of this stuff? And an interesting way to do it. So let's say Daniels is getting bet out to two a lot, holding at -450, but like he's a big favorite to go second. Now Drake May is a really big favorite to go third. This is a pretty recent development. Okay, like play out the 1-2-3-4 exacta, but get crazy at four. Like, and crazy could look like a bunch of different stuff. Crazy could look like Neighbors. Crazy could look like Roma Dunze. Crazy could look like, I mean, it's like crazy could look like a tackle. Crazy could look like a, you know, it could look like anything. Is that how you make it fun? Spicy was the word you used in the break, which I thought was really interesting, where it just, okay, here's a way to play 1-2-3, where then the fourth pick, if it gets crazy, like you've got those covered at big prices and you let the chips well fall where they may and see what Arizona does.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think it's really smart.
So just, again, like, sometimes it's just the fun way to play this stuff. Like, I wish I could be here being like, look, we got it, guys. No one knows, and we got it. And maybe we'll get there on Thursday afternoon with something interesting. That's just not what it is right now. That's okay. I don't know if, like, there's anything else, like, that the guests gave us or that we furthered from yesterday's conversation that we want to do on the air right now. Did anything else stand out from any of those?
Well, I would say not really from the guests. Well, maybe one... something Herm Edwards said, which I want to go back to the J.J. McCarthy part of this for a second.
Yeah, sure.
So, all right, Patriots are on the clock at number three. All the reports are that they are interested in getting the right offer to trade back. My sense is that with Belichick out of the building, that there's probably some kind of discord is the right word to use. But it does feel like there's probably like a couple different chefs in the kitchen, right? So, like, sure. My guess is that that's probably true, that the Patriots are open for business for the right haul at third overall. Jerod Mayo has kind of alluded to, like, Trey, like, we need to restockpile the roster. Like, the cupboard's kind of bare for the New England Patriots. So the two teams that I think are most thought about to trade up recently for this pick are obviously the Minnesota Vikings with 11 and 23, and the Giants, based off like what I was told yesterday, and like, and some people, to be fair, have been saying this throughout the entire process, that the Giants are interested in a quarterback. So Minnesota doesn't have second and third round picks this year by virtue of various trades that they made for Hockenson, and then like another trade that the Vikings made. But they do have two first rounders, and presumably would trade future first round picks as well. The Giants do have a second round pick this year, but like not the good one that they traded to Carolina for Brian Burns. So they would have to, like, really load up, like, one, two, maybe two other twos.
The Giants.
So I think the Giants,
I think
yes.
You said Vikings even on the second one. Sorry, he said Giants.
Giants, excuse me. Yep. Giants, correct. Thank you. I guess where I'm going here is that I think that the Patriots may get what they're looking for. Like, they may get a massive offer from either the Giants or the Vikings to trade up. And maybe New England trades back. So, like, let's just say, like, that's the case. New England wants to potentially trade back. Let's talk about other teams that might be interested in trading up for a quarterback. Vegas is a team that we've talked about a lot, right? The report earlier today, I think it was from Tom Pelissero or Mike Garofalo, one of the NFL media insiders, was that the Raiders wanted to trade up to two with the Commanders, presumably for Jaden Daniels. We had Herman Edwards come on the show last hour and literally say Antonio Pierce was on his coaching staff at Arizona State. They want Jaden Daniels. I take that to mean if they're not getting Jaden Daniels, then like they're probably not trading up for somebody else. I don't know that, but I think we can kind of assume that that's just for right now for this exercise that that's true. Do the Denver Broncos have either like the capital or like the want after trading for Zach Wilson to go trade up and like trade the farm to get a quarterback? I think that's a little unlikely right now for that to be the case. Sure. So now if we run into a case where let's say Minnesota outbids the Giants. The Vikings have more to offer with two first rounders this year. Minnesota trades up to three. Their top three picks. Caleb, one, Chicago. Daniels, two, Washington. Minnesota, three, Drake May. Now Arizona's on the clock, and the only other quarterback remaining is J.J. McCarthy. Are any of these teams that we're talking about, Raiders, Broncos, and if you're the Giants and like you like J.J. McCarthy, can you just sit and wait for him? Who's trading up to get J.J. McCarthy under this scenario now?
Right. If the Vikings win the bidding war for number three, this is your point, right? Is the answer the Patriots take him at six? Or they would take him, sorry, later on. They take him at 11, right? That's when they would take
him. And like, are even like, let's say the answer would be Minnesota would trade up to take him if they're desperate for a quarterback. But if I think Minnesota is more likely, has more ammo to make the trade, and is probably more motivated to make the trade. And if that's so the case.
So the Patriots go down to 11, right? That's what would happen in that situation?
Or maybe like trade like, back up for like Harrison or something, but like, or stay put at 11 and maybe the Giants. The point of this is McCarthy going after the fifth pick?
More likely than not, seems like the answer right now.
We'll talk more about this next hour, the Power Hour on the show. Head on over to Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. We'll also talk Conn Smythe and give you all our bets for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.